Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing.
With vouchers to Fidel's Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant up for grabs.
Yes, is it amazing? We love hearing your amazing stories. Now, they do get assessed and critiqued, and that's fine. You're going to win your voucher, whatever happens. Nick's a tough one. It's tough to get a good story by you.
Yeah, I had a day off yesterday, though, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You're relaxed, you're chilled. Yeah. I reckon you're in a good mood.
No coffee, Cody. I'm a better bloke, I think.
Why aren't you having coffee?
Just my heart was going to explode out of my chest after a bike ride.
We've got Dot from Caulfield. Morning, Dot.
It's after we see, though.
Good morning.
Dot, I love your name. I had Dot down as a girl's name when I was calling the girls. Dot, I love Dot. Dottie. Dottie Box.
Dot for Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Dot, well, I love that. Dorothy.
Yeah.
I love it, Dot. Now, please tell us what your amazing story is.
Okay, so 2 years ago, my daughter was doing exchange in the Netherlands. And we went and visited her in this little town, Leiden, and we met one of her roommates who was also from Melbourne, but from a different university, and they'd never met before. And we met her and she was really nice. End of story. We come back to Melbourne. She's still over there. And I'm looking on my Facebook and her photo comes up. And so I decide to do a bit of stalking. So I look at her photo and then I see another photo of her and this older lady, and I click on it and I realise that older lady was one of my really good friends when I was at Melbourne Uni, and we were really, really good friends, and that lady was her mother.
No
way. And we had not spoken for 20 years, so we then reconnected, and we've caught up since, and the girls have come back to Melbourne. And it's amazing, really.
Dot.
Wow, we'll be the judge.
Even put amazing in it.
No, good luck, Dot. Before the boys even respond, I love that story so much. Don't. That is so amazing. Two university friends lose touch. Then their daughters are in another country at university.
Yeah. I think we heard it already. Yeah.
Guys, that's amazing. It doesn't even. Are you kidding? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it is amazing.
It is, Dot.
And when we had our girls. Like we did a little play group together and then we lost touch for 20 years.
So those girls were at play, like kindergarten together?
Well, not kindergarten, they were like one or two.
Yeah, like they caught up
moved to the country and yeah.
Don, I feel like I have to talk them into this. Hang on, guys, I want you to think about this.
It's a good story.
The fact that they're in another country, but the same kind of all the countries in the world, their daughters could have gone on an exchange program too. They went to not just the same country, the same suburb, like roommates. It's nuts.
The same like roommate.
Guys.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Nick? Yeah. It's a nice story.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it is nice.
It should be getting more from them, I've got to be honest, Donna. Yeah. Dot, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Based on the boys' reactions, like I'm just going to give it this.
It's No.
Hey.
No, you get me angry. That is an incredible story.
I said that.
No, but you're a bit like, you just don't, you're,
it's a great story.
You're saying you like it, but your demeanor's a bit indifferent.
So we watched the footy yesterday, one of the greatest games of AFL.
Amazing game. Like, I want to, it's a great story, but it just doesn't blow me away. So if she was telling me that at dinner, I'd be like, okay, cool. Well, can I get a beer?
It blew me away, Dot. You've just earned your voucher to Fidel's. You'll love that at Crown, a great new place to eat and drink.
Yeah, lunch on us or dinner, whatever you want. Enjoy.
Take your mate. Your old mate there.
Yeah, take your friend.
Take the kids.
Thank you.
Well done, Dot.
I'm sort of annoyed at you two and three. Because that was a great story.
I said it was a great story.
No, you didn't. Stephanie.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Steph from Garfield. Hi, Steph.
I think I said that's
Hi,
a great
how
story.
You going?
Good, Steph. Welcome to Flatsville. These boys. It takes a lot to inspire them this morning, but I'm ready for this. Steph, what's your amazing story?
Hopefully it's amazing to them. No, my story is my grandfather on my mum's side and my grandfather on my dad's side. Their birthdays are the same day and they turn the same age. I thought when I was growing up, it was pretty
Couldn't crazy. Care less about these ones, Steph. The birthday ones.
No, Steph, go again. I'm
coming.
So
the other day
you.
Was my father-in-law's birthday. My mate Bart called and he said, "Hey, it's my dad's birthday today." I go, "Whoa,
that's amazing.
That's crazy, isn't it?"
Your paternal and maternal grandfathers have the same birthday and they're exactly the same age. Guys, that's amazing.
If it was February 29, I'd go, oh.
No, go for it, Steph. What were you going to say? Your mum?
My mum and dad are actually different ages as well. So there's like 8 years between them. I always grew up thinking, that's so cool. Like my grandpa and my papa are like, their birthdays are on the same day. So we'd never have to forget their birthdays because they're both
that's a positive.
And also, just remember, they're the same age, guys. Mm. Her two grandfathers were born on the same day in history.
That's amazing.
There you go.
I told you a story ages ago when my wife and I met and she said, it's my dad's birthday coming up. And I said, the date.
Mm.
And she said, how did you know? And I went, oops, that was my ex's dad's birthday. They had the same birthday.
What are the odds? No, they're exes and these are Steph's grandfathers.
It's the same thing. It's two people having a birthday.
No, it's not. I loved it, Steph.
I think it's pretty good.
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
That's Josiah, Steph. I'm with you and you enjoy Fidel's at Crown.
I know what you think. But
hey, Steph. Hey, you're in Garfield. Yeah. You should come to our Breaking the Burbs next Friday at Pakenham.
I know, I just heard about that. My daughter absolutely loves Delta Goodrum, so I think I should.
Come, yeah, Steph, and you can do your amazing story again in front of everyone and you'll get a better reaction than you got today.
No.
Before then, enjoy Fidel's Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant. That's for you, Steph.
I love Cuban. Imagine the food there. Yum.
I love a Cuban.
Tanya from South Kingsville. Hi, Tanya.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Thank you. Working today,
Tanya?
That's a loose term, working.
I love that. I love
but
what you've done
I'll be
there.
Clocking on, yeah.
That's how we're feeling. But Tan, let's hear this amazing story.
Okay. My parents have been separated for about 30 years and they don't have a lot to do with each other. They actually live in New Zealand. My mum works in customer service for a meat supply company and my dad recently moved back to New Zealand. Because of the flights and things that he had going on, he had to call Air New Zealand to make some changes. Turns out the phone number for the butcher where my mum works is one digit away from Air New Zealand's phone number.
No. Now this.
So he phoned and she picked up and he said, hello, this is Danny speaking. I need to speak to someone about changing my tickets. And she said, right, sorry, what's your name? And he repeated his name and she said, I think I know you. And he said, well, I don't know you. And she said, well, I've got two children with you.
No!
Remember when you wanted to waste phenomenal on my daughter's friends? They were in the Netherlands together. What an absolute waste of phenomenal that would have been. This is unbelievable. No, wrong. Higher up.
Are we going phenomenal?
Josiah?
Come on. It's a pretty good story.
Is it one of the best? Phenomenal is for the best of the best.
Yes.
Are we going there? We're doing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my uncle and my dog have the same birthday. Don't bother calling.
Tanya. Have they rekindled it?
This is it.
Did they start speaking to each other again?
Nah, she still hates him.
Wow. Off to Crown Fidel's for you, Tanya. What a story here at the Fox. You can tell that one over the weekend.